This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Children made 2.7 million Mother's Day calls to prisons. These are short calls that cost an arm and a leg. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois introduced the Inmate Calling Technical Corrections Act of 2018, which would address the need to eliminate predatory prison phone rates by restoring appropriate authority to the Federal Communications Commission to regulate local rates and additional fees. Wells Fargo has now admitted that it pocketed fee rebates from the Chattanooga Fire and Police Pension Fund that should have been passed on to the fund. In negotiations with the Teamsters, UPS is discussing a two-tiered wage system that would allow the company to hire lower-paid workers to deliver packages on weekends, including Sundays, in order to avoid overtime. More people spend time visiting Western public lands than on any other form of entertainment, almost 300 million compared to 170 million for zoos and aquariums, or 100 million for the Super Bowl on television. On a case brought by New Jersey, the Supreme Court struck down a 1992 federal law on Monday that effectively banned commercial sports betting in most states, opening the door to legalizing the estimated $150 billion in illegal wagers on professional and amateur sports that Americans make every year. Facebook's WhatsApp is taking an increasingly central role in elections, especially in developing countries. More than any other social media or messaging app, WhatsApp was used in recent months by India's political parties, religious activists, and others to send messages and distribute news to Karnataka's 49 million voters. While many messages were ordinary campaign missives, some were intended to inflame sectarian tensions, and others were downright false, with no way to trace where they originated. Israeli forces shot and killed at least 55 Palestinians and wounded more than 1,200 during mass protests along the Gaza border in the deadliest day of cross-border violence since the 2014 war. Louisiana's House voted 83-15 to put the question of unanimous juries before the voters. Louisiana Senate moved forward a bill giving former felons voting rights. Only 7% of Yelp's roughly 150 million total reviews concern health care. Doctors, dentists, hospitals, acupuncturists, and Reiki practitioners, along with assisted living and nursing homes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.